Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. We greet you. Amen. Tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. Amen. Somebody say this is hump day. Amen. But whatever day it is, amen, I want you to know this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So grateful, amen, to come back to you tonight. Glory to God, amen. You yet finding me yet saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Amen, and that with a burning fire. Amen, we don't have no looking back spirit. Amen, we just know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. We greet you today, praise God, to the PNN tonight, the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And to the founder, to the visionary. Glory to God. Amen. Of this awesome Holy Ghost field. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Headquarters. Praise God. Amen. Where we just come in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't wait till we get here. Praise God. Start praising him till we, amen, when we get here. But we already praising him. Amen. Before we get here. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I want you to, amen, to just come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Take a seat. Glory to God. Amen. And enjoy Jesus with us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And the good news. Glory to God, amen, that's always here. Glory to God, amen, and you will not leave this place the same way you came. Glory to God, amen, and we're just honored tonight, praise God, amen, to be your co-host tonight, praise God, amen, and to the host, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. We thank the Lord for her, praise God, amen, her faithfulness, her endeavors, amen, all that she do, praise God, amen, a woman that wears many hats, colorful hats. Glory to God. And thank the Lord for her. Amen. For making it possible. Amen. To be here. Praise God. Amen. On this night. Glory to God. Amen. All the way in July. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. For you, praise God. Amen. I ask you to text your friends. Hallelujah. Your neighbors. Amen. Amen. Call your enemy. Amen, to let them know, amen, we are on tonight live, praise God, and clear. Glory to God, amen. Just dial that number. Come on in, praise God, amen, and enjoy Jesus with us tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, awesome time, amen, on Monday night, last night. Glory to God, amen, looking to go higher and higher tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And we're just grateful. Grateful today for his grace and his mercy. Amen. Just grateful for waking us up early this morning, clothing in our right mind. Hallelujah. Amen. The rain is yet. Praise God. Amen. Showering down a blessing. But we thank the Lord. We are not complaining. Amen. Amen. Because he is a sovereign God. Amen. He move, he do. Amen. Whatever he wants to. Amen. Because he is God. And beside him, there is no other. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For the Lord being in control of my life. Amen. Amen. It's important to me that I'm saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That he set my soul free. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We just come in this place, gathered in his name to worship him. Amen. Glory to God. And to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Realize we can never repay him. But all that he do, amen, we can lift our voices and raise our hands up. Amen. And surrender. Amen. and tell the Lord thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be today? Amen. But we thank the Lord tonight for you and you. Yes, you. Praise God. And to all of our listeners, amen, to all of our advisors, God bless you all on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If this is your first time being with us tonight, amen, want to say amen, extend to you, amen, a hearty welcome. Amen. 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 Feel welcome. Praise God. To just praise the Lord along with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us your amens. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Run around. Praise God. Shout. Glory to God. Amen. Just feel free. Amen. Because you will not leave this place the same way you came. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we pray and hope that this day, amen, has been a blessed day for you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day, amen, with Jesus gets sweeter and sweeter than the day before. Amen. And we are honored tonight to be here. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. And we thank the Lord for being in tonight. Glory to God. Amen. It is yet moving. Amen. Not by might nor by power, but moving by the Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen to that. Glory to God. Thank God for the souls, amen, that has been saved. Though the soul, amen, that has, amen, amen, took their rightfully placed back. Praise God. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We just thank him tonight. Glory to God. Because we realize, amen, without him, we just cannot make it. Amen. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord tonight for you. You, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you, praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord is yet restoring, delivering, amen, and truly building up, amen, of people who believe. Amen, God. Amen. So wherever you are at, praise God, and whatever you think, amen, God is good. Glory to God. Amen. Doesn't matter what I'm going through, amen, what you're going through, how the situation is looking, God is good. Amen. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight for you. Praise God. Amen. As you praise God, amen. Just hallelujah. Trying to give you enough time, praise God, to text someone and let them know, praise God, that we are here. Amen. BNN is here. Amen. Up. Don't you touch that dial. Glory to God. Stay right there. Amen. If you move, you'll lose. Hallelujah. Amen. And we don't want nobody to lose. Amen. We want you to get all you can. Amen. And can all you can get. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight. So we're thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm just so glad. Happy. Amen. In Jesus tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because the enemy meant it for bad, but the Lord turned that situation around. Amen, and I love him today. I love him. Love him today, praise God. Amen. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The song said, amen, you can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Glory to God. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God again for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, that is a word tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we actually praise God to just find your place. Amen. In your home to relax. Amen. Get comfortable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Recline. Amen. If you may. Hallelujah. Just enjoy Jesus with us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm looking for my miracle. Amen. Glory to God. I'm looking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Elder, praise God. Man, Packer let us know last night. Amen. 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 The miracle. God has a miracle for us. Hallelujah. We are next in line for the miracle. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So we say tonight, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready tonight. Amen. Tonight, amen, is your night. Tonight, glory to God, is your night. Hallelujah. Amen. You're next in line for the miracle. Amen. Tonight, amen. So we ask you, praise God, to get your pencil, your pad, amen, to get ready, praise God, to take notes, amen. Glory to God, amen. And on in the service, amen, we will give you numbers, telephone numbers, where you can get a copy, amen, of the service tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? God is so good. He is so good. He is so good. Glory to God. And we thank him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank him. We honor him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. How? Together. Amen. Together. Glory to God. Together. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. And we ask you, praise God. Amen. To draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Amen. As we get ready, praise God, to go before the Lord in prayer. Amen.
The recording has started.
Amen. Thank you to all of our listeners. Hallelujah. Internationally. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. For Canada, Bermuda, Brazil. Glory to God. China, Tortola, Nassau, Nigeria, South Africa. Amen. Majority. Amen. Of the USA. Amen. And all the others. Amen. Internationally. Praise God. Amen. States and cities. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you tonight. Amen. For joining us. Amen. Being with us tonight. Glory to God. To lift up the name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Glory to God for your time, your patience. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I praise the Lord tonight for PNN, because it's surely a blessing to me. Amen. And I thank the Lord for it tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Ever since we've been on PNN, praise God. Amen. My soul has been blessed. My soul has been revived. Hallelujah. Amen. I just feel like going on. Amen. Just can't wait, praise God, till 9 p.m. come. Amen. We are ready to hear what the Lord has in store for us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, for all that he's going to do. Amen. And we ask you, amen, even on last night, get your cup, get your bowl. Amen. Tonight, get ready to rake it in. Amen. Pull it into you tonight. Hallelujah. Get all that you can. Hallelujah. Amen. And can all you can get. Glory to God. Keep it. Amen. Because it's coming up again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're living, amen, in times, amen, to where, glory to God, man don't, amen, glory to God, man don't talk about Jesus anymore, praise God, and make you think, praise God, amen, don't mention that name, amen, but something is about the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, to be like shouting John, amen, you put your hands over my mouth, amen, my hands gonna go up, amen, if you tie my hands, my feet's gonna go up. Glory to God. Amen. You do that. Praise God. Amen. I scoot. I whatever. Praise God. Amen. To Jesus. Recognize. Amen. My praise and what I'm trying to do. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. We may have some shouting jump. Amen. On tonight. But however, we come into this place to magnify the Lord. Amen. For all his goodness. Glory to God. And to tell him thank you. Tell him how much we love him. Tell him how much we adore him tonight. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For you, 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 and yes, you. Tonight, amen, for being with us tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to the throne of grace tonight. Tonight, amen. Our Father, our God, We come to you once more and again. Glory to God. Thanking you for another day's journey. Lord, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise your name tonight. Glory to God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. For letting our eyes look out and see a brand new dawning. Glory to God. Lord, we're able to move the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for the stirring. We thank you, Lord, for the stirring. We thank you for the stirring of the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because some may feel locked out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But glory to God, we come to let them know, praise God, they are locked in with you. Hallelujah. We come tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, calling upon your name. Hallelujah, because your name is above every name. Glory to God, your name, Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, we ask you tonight to look upon us tonight. Lord, that you would count us worthy tonight. Hallelujah, to search our hearts and our minds. Search our ins and our outs tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, whatever's not pleasing in your sight. Lord, we ask you to God, take it away from us tonight. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit tonight within us tonight. Oh, Lord, cast us not away from your presence, but uphold us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, and we ask you tonight, remember, praise God, the sick and the shut in everywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever manner of sickness it is, Lord, you are the cure. Hallelujah, there is a doctor in the house, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah, the song said, there's a stranger in town, and he's given sight to the blind. Hallelujah, healing the sick. Hallelujah, God, restoring the joy tonight. Hallelujah, opening up deaf ears, opening up blinded eyes, healing all manner of sickness and diseases tonight. Oh, God, healing the mind tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise your name, glory to God. Lord, we ask you tonight for breakthrough. Hallelujah, not a breakdown, but a breakthrough tonight. Hallelujah, to know that we got the press in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise your name, glory to God. For this day, realize so many didn't wake up. Hallelujah, but we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. Glory to God. You had it already in the making, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We come, Lord, no shape, form, or fashion tonight, but we come just as we are. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you tonight to heal. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Break, oh, Lord, every cycle in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for this, the anointing of God that destroys every yoke. Oh, God, and we need some cycles destroyed. Where, praise God, it keeps going around and in the same position. But we come tonight speaking deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Deliver tonight. Set free in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Move. Hallelujah, what you have to, in order for the people to go through, in the name of Jesus. Strength, oh God, like never before. Lord, that we mount up as wings like an eagle, in the name of Jesus. For we know, God, the race is not given. given to the swift, nor to the strong, but he, Lord Shabbat, that endureth to the end. Lord, if we look at tonight, for some enduring people, endure the hardship, endure, harness as a good soldier, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and when we done all that we know to do, help us, oh God, to stand in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God. We praise your name for the anointing of God that destroyed the yoke. The anointing of God destroyed the yoke. The anointing of God destroyed the yoke. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you for the victory tonight. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. The breakthrough. Oh, my God. Tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go into homes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need that miracle in the homes tonight. Glory to God. We need that refreshing. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe upon that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. Oh God, our pastors, our bishops, hallelujah, prophets, hallelujah, the prophetess. Breathe upon the body of Christ in the name of Jesus to know, hallelujah, devil, you're not going to smother us out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 because the Lord says he come that we may have life and that more abundantly. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you tonight to breathe upon us. Breathe upon the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, be our spiritual oxygen. Glory to God tonight in the name of Jesus. Heal. Glory to God, sickness, deliver, set free tonight, those that are in bondage, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, give peace to disturbed minds, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the God, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are King, the King, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are, hallelujah, the great I am. Lord, we thank you tonight, hallelujah, for who you are. You're the author and the finish of our faith. Lord, and we praise you tonight. Lord, and we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You remember, praise God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Bradley tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, God. Lord, continue to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh, God, refresh it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Breathe upon us tonight. Remember, praise God, a mother tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we speak healing. Oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah, speedy recovery. And, Lord, we thank you tonight for everyone. Oh, God, every advisor, every listener, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, we open our hearts up to you tonight. Glory to God, and thank you tonight for the word tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you bless the message and the messenger tonight. Bless our homes, our children, our grandchildren. Oh, God, our brothers, our sisters. Oh, God, bless us mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, for it's the blood
We thank you tonight, oh God, for deliverance. We thank you, glory to God, for right now, God, for right now, blessing, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Manosa, God. Thank you right now. You are right now, God. You are right now, God. Lord, and we thank you. We praise you tonight. We love you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. For without you, we are nothing, Lord. But we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hide us behind the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. You are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember the White House tonight. Hallelujah. President. Hallelujah. Hades tonight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. China tonight. Hallelujah. Europe. Glory to God. Every city. Glory to God. Everyone that's on here that represent they city tonight. Remember them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank you. Every policeman, every fireman, every health care facility tonight. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways, you will heal our land. And Lord, we ask of you tonight, forgive us all of our sins. Have mercy upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus, and glory to God. Hallelujah, even the virus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we know the enemy come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Lord, you said in your word, I come that you may have life, and that much more abundantly. Glory to God, we ask you tonight, shield and protect us from our trauma danger. Hide us under the shadows of the Almighty tonight. In the name of Jesus. Remember the children that are preparing to go back to school. Cover them with your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you and we praise you tonight for everything. In Jesus' name, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank God for Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You can praise him. Hey, you can praise him. Hallelujah. Ain't no harm done giving him the praise. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen again. Amen. We thank the Lord for you tonight. Praise God again for being with us. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. Well, good things are going on. Amen. And good news, amen, is going forth. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. I got my thrill, Holy Ghost thrill, on the PNN Hill. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nothing like PNN. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank the Lord, amen, for introducing me to, praise God, PNN. Glory to God. Amen. Ever since, amen, we've been on it. Amen. I've never been the same. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank the Lord. Amen. Is everything 100? No, it's not. But I thank the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. As my dad would say, if he was living, it's headed that way. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For his goodness again. His mercy, which endures forever. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. We'd like to acknowledge. Amen. Again, amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Amen. A visionary. Glory to God. Amen. The visionary.
Hallelujah. Amen. For the word said, write the vision. Make it plain. Hallelujah. Amen. It will come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. It is so in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We just like to acknowledge, amen, glory to God, the late Apostle S.D. James. Amen. Senior. Praise God. Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Glory to God. Presiding Bishop. Amen. K.A. Tina. Praise God. Amen. And Apostle D.G. Taylor. Glory to God. Amen. Acknowledge them. Amen. Some. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The late Apostle. Praise God. Amen. Has gone on from labor. Amen. To reward. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we just like to praise God. Amen. For all of our leaders tonight. Amen. And for your leader. Amen. My leader. Praise God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray for them. Amen. It's not easy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For the scripture said, praise God. Amen. In words, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If the shepherd, praise God, is destroyed. Amen. Amen. The sheep was scattered. Glory to God. Amen. So we all need to come together. Praise God. Amen. Come together. Amen. And lift our leaders up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I praise the Lord for my leader tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Tonight. Amen. If we're going to get ready. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. There is a word in the house. There is a word in the house tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we just thank you, praise God, to get your cup out. Glory to God. Your bowl. Amen. Your spoon. However, praise God. Amen. Get ready for the word. Amen. We don't want nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. No crumbs. No nothing be lost. We want to get all we can and get all we get. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God is good. Amen. Glory to God. Better than camel soup. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For the message and the messengers on tonight. Praise God. Amen. A woman. Amen. Of God. Hallelujah. Amen. If not speak up, praise God. She is no stranger to us. Amen. And we always be blessed every time we hear her voice tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we ask you, praise God, to pray for her. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord with the praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready, praise God. Amen. To introduce the song. Amen. And present to others. Amen. Glory to God, none other than Pastor Sheila Hameen from Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Right in the city, amen, of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. God bless you tonight, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Sheila, tonight this match star 6. Amen. And you can come on over. God bless you tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing indeed to be back on the Prayer News Network Global one more time. I'm giving honor to God. I'm giving honor to whom honor is due in everyone's respective places. Oh, praise God. What a great blessing it is to minister for the Lord just one more time. Haven't been on for a while, but thank the Lord, the ministry is yet going on strong by the power of Almighty God. So I am blessed, and I do thank the Lord for the opportunity. So glad to be on here with you tonight. Praise the Lord, just giving honor to the founder, Evangelist Bradley, and all of those, and also her co-host. Praise the Lord, also all the everyone, the advisors, everyone who's working along with her in this ministry. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the prayer, because I know that we surely need prayer at a time like this. We are living in the last days, and here we are waiting on God. Praise the Lord, praying earnestly for God to have his way. So tonight, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us have prayer before we go to the scripture. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. We thank you for grace, O God. We come before you asking that you will have mercy upon us and that you will minister unto us, O God, through your word. Let your word have free course. Lord, send your anointing and speak unto us, Lord. Minister to us the things that we stand in need of. You know best, Lord, and we are depending on you. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, I'd like to invite your attention to the Word of God, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, and I would like to go to the book of Exodus, the third chapter, verses 1 through 15, and also the 12th chapter, verses 29 through 36. And I would like to start with Exodus, the third chapter, beginning with verse 1. And I'm going to ask you to pray along with me tonight as we go into the Word of God. Exodus 3 and 1 reads, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Going down to the 12th chapter, Exodus 29 through 36, the 29th verse reads, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captives that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And I thank God for these passages of scripture. And tonight, the subject for this message, or rather the title, is Preparing for the Mighty Move of God. And the theme to focus on is move when God says move. Hallelujah. Again, the title being Preparing for the Mighty Move of God. Move when God says move. Praise the Lord. In this passage, we see how Moses, he was the one that was sent to the children of Israel to deliver them out of bondage, because they had been there in Egypt for many, many years, a total of 430 years. But their deliverance was at hand. God had Moses spared because at the time, the Pharaoh was killing all the male children. So, but God had a special work and calling for Moses. And I'm not going to get into the whole entire story because it's a long story. Amen. And many are not that familiar with it. Many of us are, but not everyone. Nevertheless, Moses was a grown man at the time, and he was out with the flock of his father-in-law. And it was time for God to make himself known to Moses, because God was ready to move. He was ready to deliver his people out of bondage, to get them out of Egypt. Praise the Lord. And so this one particular day when Moses was out with the flock, God allowed him to see a burning bush, and the bush began to burn and just kept burning but was not consumed. So Moses became intrigued and decided he was going to see this great sight. In other words, why is the bush not burning up? And when God saw that Moses turned aside to see this bush, that's when God got his attention. And many times we have a tendency to go about and things will catch our attention, but we don't always see that it's God who is trying to get our attention. Hallelujah. So at this time, God began to call out to Moses and called him by his name. And after calling him, Moses immediately answered, saying, "Here am I." And here is where God began to say to him not to draw near, because he was on his way. And God began to tell him to take off his shoes because he was standing there on holy ground. Are you praying with me? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So after God told him to take off his shoes and explained the holy ground that he was standing on, this is when God began to introduce himself to Moses to let him know that he is the God of Moses' father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And at this point, I believe Moses had heard about God, but he didn't really know God. He didn't have the introduction to God. But God began to introduce himself personally to Moses. And so Moses became afraid to look upon God, so he hid his face. And God began to talk to Moses and explain the reason why he had this encounter with God. And God said to Moses that he had surely seen the affliction of his people who were down in Egypt, and he heard their cry because of the taskmasters, and he knew about their sorrows. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing about us that God is not aware of. God can see everything that's going on with us. He can hear when we're crying out to him in prayer. He can hear us when we're mumbling and grumbling. Hallelujah. He can hear us when we're complaining about things. He is aware of what's going on with us, and he can hear everything we say. So God began to tell Moses that he had come down to deliver his people out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land, a large land, flowing with milk and honey. Praise be to God. And we, in many occasions, have to be prepared for the move of God. Because at this time when God began to summon Moses, Moses was not prepared for the move of God. Hallelujah. So after God began to say to him, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh," that's when Moses had some questions. He needed to be prepared to experience the mighty move of God, being as though he didn't know the true and living God. But he was about to get to know God in a way that he had never known before. And that's the kind of God we serve. He will reveal himself unto us and his mighty powers. his mighty works. Hallelujah. He will let us know just how great he is. And he began to talk to Moses and prepare him for this great move. Hallelujah. Many of us are unprepared for the move of God. And so Moses, in preparation, began to say to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? You know, but God began to encourage Moses and also reassure him that everything would be all right. He said, surely I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. See, God gave him a token to let him know that, no, you didn't just decide to go on your own, but I have sent thee. And a lot of times people are zealous and they want to do things for God, and they just move in haste before God can even speak to them or even send them out. Praise the Lord. And God, he sends out his ministers, but first he prepares the minister before he sends them out. Amen. Now, some took upon themselves and they just went, but God didn't send them out. Hallelujah. And so God let Moses know that I'm going to give you a token, and this is how you're going to know that I sent you. That is that you and the children of Israel are going to worship me on this mountain, the very mountain that you're standing on right now. Hallelujah. When you come out of Egypt, when you bring my people out, you're going to worship me here. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God, he will encourage us because he knows that we're going to face many things while we're doing his will, trying to keep his commandments, obeying what the Lord has commanded us. Praise the Lord. We're going to face many challenges. So Moses, he had other questions for God, but God had an answer for all of Moses' questions. He wanted to know, who should I tell the children of Israel sent me? And God let him know to say, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God knew that the children of Israel were familiar with his name, I am that I am. But Moses was not familiar. And so God is giving him everything he needs for going before Pharaoh. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And going over to the 12th chapter, the chapters in between, during that time, there were many plagues that God had sent upon the people of Egypt. Praise be to God. And they were enduring many, many plagues. But Pharaoh, his heart was hardened, and he refused to let God's people go. Well, glory to God. But God had prepared Moses and the children of Israel for a great and a mighty move. Oh, hallelujah. He let them know what things they needed to do in preparation, because God had forewarned Moses that after that last plague, that Pharaoh was going to let them go. Amen. And it was going to be with haste. It wasn't going to be any slowing around, but Pharaoh was going to be in a hurry to get them out of Egypt. And so God wanted them to be ready at the moment of truth. Hallelujah. At the moment of deliverance from bondage in the land of Egypt, after 420 years. Oh, glory be to God. So the children of Israel, they already were prepared for this last plague. How that God told them to put the blood on their doorposts and on the side posts. And when God sent the last plague of death, when he sees the blood, he would pass over the children of Israel. Glory, hallelujah. So God sent out the angel of death, and when the angel came out, he smote the firstborn of Pharaoh and all the Egyptians, even their cattle. Oh, praise be to God. And there was so much grief and sorrow on that very night. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, and him along with all of his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was such a great cry in Egypt, because there was not one house that didn't have somebody dead. Oh, glory be to God. And so Pharaoh called to Moses and Aaron by night and told them to rise up and get out of Egypt. Get the people and all the children of Israel and go serve the Lord as they said. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes in our situations, we procrastinate and we don't move when God says move. But it's so good for us, and it behooves us to be ready to move when God gets ready. Oh, hallelujah, because nothing and nobody is going to stop the move of God. You can sit around and be slothful all you want, but it won't stop the move of God. Because when God gets ready, you got to move. Hallelujah. Ready or not, you have to move when God says move. When it comes your time to leave this world, oh, nobody is going to stay. But when God says move, that's the time to move. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. You can lose out on great blessings. You can even lose out on eternal life by not moving when God says move. Oh, praise the Lord. And it was time for the children of Israel to leave the land of Egypt, to go and be blessed of the Lord. God had a place, a special place, prepared just for them, a land flowing with milk and honey. It didn't matter that it was a land where the Amorites and the Hittites and Jebusites and all those others were. Those had to get out of the land because it belonged to the children of Israel, God's chosen people. Praise the Lord. And I often say it doesn't matter that someone else's name is on the lease or name is on the owner. God, when he gets ready to move, that name has to come off and your name goes on. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So God began to give the children of Israel favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Some of the same ones that oppressed them. Some of the same ones, the hard taskmasters. They are the same ones who turned around and blessed the children of Israel. Oh, glory to God. God has a way that is already prepared for us. But sometimes we can't see any further than the natural eye will let us see. Because even when the children of Israel got down to the Red Sea, all they could see was nothing but the water between ahead of them, and Pharaoh pursuing them in back of them. And so they felt like there was nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. There was no way that they could escape. Hallelujah. But many of us fail to realize that God had already made the way. God had the way already made, but they just couldn't see it. Praise the Lord. God began to move in a mighty way, and he used Moses to stretch out his rod and speak, and God began to part the water. Thank you, Jesus. God let the water rise up on both sides. And in the night, all night long, he let the wind blow and dry up the floor of the sea. Oh, praise God. So that when it was time to move, the children of Israel went across the Red Sea on dry land. Thank you, Lord. So we ought to keep our trust in the Lord and be ready to move when God says move. Praise the Lord. The children of Israel went across on dry land. And our situations might indicate to us that there's no way out, that it's just not going to work out. We're entrapped. We're in trouble. But God is a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. And what we don't know or don't realize also is that the way that God made for us to escape is a trap for the enemy. As Pharaoh was pursuing the children of Israel, Pharaoh's army came pursuing them, walking on dry land of the sea, but God commanded the waters to come together, and Pharaoh and his army were drowned in the Red Sea. So the way that God has made for his people is actually an entrapment for the adversary, the one that's pursuing you, the one that's trying to oppress you, the one that's trying to stop you. Praise be to God. So don't get upset. Don't fret. Don't be worried. Just wait on the move, the mighty move of God. Stand there, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise be to God. So I want to encourage you tonight that if the enemy has been oppressing you, if he has been trying to stop you, you ought to prepare right now for the mighty move of God, because God will show up with deliverance. God will come, oh yes, he will, with encouragement. He will show up with healing. Oh yes, he will. Glory be to God. Whatever we stand in need of, God will show up and he will move. And when the Lord gets ready, just move when God says move. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for you and for your patience tonight and for your prayers. And I want to encourage you to take this word of God in and just think about your situation. Yes, Moses, he did have some things that he was dealing with. He was faced with opposition, discouragement, adversities, and also some personal challenges. And many of us are dealing with so many things, especially in these times that we're living. But we are to rest assured and know that God is our deliverer. God is our refuge. He's our battle axe. Hallelujah. He's everything we need him to be. Praise be to God. And surely God, I believe, is about to move with a mighty move. Are you prepared for the mighty move of God? Oh, hallelujah. When God speaks and the Lord wants you to move, are you ready to move when God says move? Oh, praise the Lord. One day we're going to leave this world. None of us came to stay. Nobody's going to stay in this world forever. But we're going to leave here. Hallelujah. We're ready and prepared. We don't have to worry, but we can rest assured and be at peace that everything will be all right. Amen. When we go before our Maker, knowing that we have done what he commanded us to do, we can have a smile on our face and see him in peace. Glory to God. But don't procrastinate. Don't slow poke around because we can lose out. Even though the children of Israel were able to inherit the promised land, a whole lot of them missed out because they didn't move when God said move. Amen. When God told them to possess the land, they doubted. They refused to take God at his word. They refused to go and possess the land. Hallelujah. But the spies that went came back and put doubt and unbelief in the people's minds and hearts, all but two of them. And those who had doubt, those who didn't believe God or take him at his word, they provoked God to anger. That was a day of provocation. And God was angry with the children of Israel. God let them wander around in the wilderness for 40 years until the doubters and unbelievers died off. And after that, the children of Israel who believed and took God at his word, they were able to go on over and possess the land. Praise the Lord. But that doesn't have to be us. When God says move, just move. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. I pray that you have gained something from the word on tonight. Praise God. And at this time, there may be someone who God has been calling and speaking to and trying to get you to come, turn from your ways, repent of your sins, and accept him as your personal Savior. Maybe there's someone who's ready to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior tonight. Maybe you've been waiting for a long time, or you've been just crying out to God and wondering if he's going to move, when he's going to move. But don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. But know this, that God is going to move when he gets ready. And when God gets ready, that is the time to move according to his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe you've been waiting on your healing, waiting on deliverance, waiting on your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Whatever you've been waiting on, patient and move when God says move. Sometimes our healing is right there our deliverance. The way is already prepared, but we don't always see it. But it's there because God has already made the way. God has already provided. But we need to ask him, Lord, help me to see the way you've made. Lord, show me the provisions. Show me, Lord. Glory to God. And he will show us. Amen. Are you prepared for the mighty move of God? When we go before God in prayer and we are calling out to him, let's be prepared for the mighty move of God. God is going to move, and when God moves, just be ready. Hallelujah. Whatever you desire of him, God's got it, and he wants to give it to you. Tonight, your heart's desire can be fulfilled on this night if you can only believe. And maybe there's someone listening tonight who has a special prayer request. If there's anyone who has a special prayer request and you want to make that prayer request known, that we may petition God concerning that request, you may unmute your phone by dialing *6. Letting us know what that prayer request is, and we can petition God together. Is there one, if you're ready to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word on tonight. I really appreciate it, and I enjoyed it, and I just thank God for it, and I'm asking for prayer for my son, Curtis Fan Sr., who's been having real bad chest pains, and he's at the hospital now, at the emergency room now. So just pray that all is well, which I know it is, but I still want prayer for him. Thank you so much.
Praise be to God. We'll be praying for Curtis Sr. Is there another? Is there another with a special prayer request?
God bless you tonight. I thank God for the word, because I've been praying for the move of God and moving. Amen. And so I'm asking you to pray with me that God would open my eyes and let me see, amen, where he's leading me to go. Amen. Thank you so much. This is Sister Jane.
Amen. Praise be to God. We're praying for you, Sister James.
Yes.
Is there another? Will there be another?
Praise
God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, God bless you. I'm requesting prayer for my niece, Brittany, that God would save her and deliver her from abusive relationships, and praying for her children. God bless you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Is there another? Glory to God. Will there be another special prayer request tonight? Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. This time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. This is Gwen, and I'm just requesting prayer because tomorrow I'm going for a mammogram. And I would just like to request prayer for all the women in the work release center, that we have strength to endure the journey. And I also would like closeness with my Savior. Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. God bless you. Is there any other special prayer request tonight? anyone else have a special prayer request? Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If not, let us turn our hearts and minds completely on over to the Lord. Open our hearts right now and just meditate and think on the mighty move of God. Think on his goodness and his mercy. And let us humble ourselves before him, humble our hearts and our minds. Oh, glory be to God. And as we pray, let us believe God and touch and agree on the same things in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we humble ourselves asking you for mercy. Oh, blessed Savior, we call upon your holy name, Lord, and we repent of all of our wrongdoing. Lord, we are asking that you will look down on us with compassion. While we're here, Lord Jesus, we are touching and agreeing on the same things in this prayer tonight. Oh, Lord God, you heard the petitions that have gone forth, oh, Lord, and we are praying a special prayer that you will go to that hospital, Lord Jesus, and that you will lay your hands on Curtis, Lord God. Touch, Lord Jesus, heal and deliver. Lord, raise him up and make everything all right. Oh, my God, we are requesting a mighty move from you right now while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, incline your ear and hear our prayer right now. As we pray, Lord God, we have a special request for Sister James tonight, asking you, Lord, to please grant her her petition and let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will in the name of Jesus. Lord, nobody can fix it but you, Lord. We know you have the power, and we're looking unto you. We believe you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, please, Lord, remember Brittany and her children, God. You know the environment and the atmosphere that she's exposed to. But we're asking you right now, God, to send your holy angels in that house, Lord God, and fix it in the home, Lord Jesus. Let your angels be all around them and protect them. Oh, my God, only you can work it out, Lord. I pray, God, that you will deliver her out of that situation in the name of Jesus. Do wonders, oh, God, and work miracles. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save to the utmost, oh, blessed Savior. We are praying for Sister Gwen, Lord God, and the petition that she has requested on tonight. Lord God, we come before you and we ask this favor of you, that you will grant it unto her, Lord. Oh, God, give her what she stands in need of, both spiritually, naturally, financially, emotionally, whatever her needs are. We're asking that you will supply. And we know that you can and that you will. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord. We are praying, God, for those who are sick in their bodies, Lord, asking that you will please touch their body right now. Lay your hand on them, oh God. Move right now, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Heal them and raise them up off the sick bed, oh God. And if they've committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Blot out their transgressions. now, God. Give them a testimony that they may tell of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. We're coming to you tonight, Lord, on the behalf of those who are desiring to accept you as their personal Savior. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will forgive all of their sins, that you will take away their sins right now and receive them unto yourself. But, Lord God, we know that you are our Savior. And we are praying, Lord Jesus, that you will save their souls and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord, and use them for your service. Make the enemy loose his hold right now. Oh, my God, that one that's struggling and trying to come to you, Lord, move right now, Jesus, and help them to make it before it's too late. Oh, my God, help somebody to repent of their sins and turn from their ways before Satan. Give somebody a little more time to make things right. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, for all of those on the prayer list, for the bereaved families, Lord Jesus, and for all who are requesting prayer around the world, Lord God. Many prayer lists everywhere, every name, oh God, and every family member that's represented, even the extended families. We are praying earnestly, God, that you will bless the families and the nations of this world. Oh Lord, save us, my God. Have mercy upon us and help us, Lord, to be ready for your move, oh God, and to move when you say move. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you, oh God, for the Prayer News Network. We thank you, oh God, for those who are ministering and laboring on the Prayer News Network, Father. We ask, God, that you will let this word and this ministry reach all around the world continually, that souls may be drawn unto you, that souls may be saved, delivered, healed, and blessed. Oh, God, we believe it, and we thank you right now. We bless your holy name. We praise you, oh, God. We magnify you, and we lift you up. We thank you for this prayer tonight. We thank you, oh, God, because we believe that you're already in the hospital. We believe, Lord Jesus, that you're already there for the mammography, God. We believe, Lord Jesus, that you're already in the midst of the hostile environment. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We believe, my God, hallelujah, that you're working on it, that you're fixing it, that the way is already made, and we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, God, and if there be anything that we didn't mention in this prayer tonight that should have been mentioned, we are praying, God, that you will honor it in the name of Jesus. We're asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. God bless you, co-host.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What a beautiful. Praise God. Amen. The Spirit of God is so sweet. Amen. It's just so sweet. Amen. The atmosphere. Glory to God. Just a sweet atmosphere. Amen. On the line tonight, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Look like you just want to float on in. Glory to Basha, my Lord, amen. Thank you tonight, amen. Glory to God. What a word on tonight, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, Pastor, amen, hallelujah. I mean, let us know, praise God, hallelujah. move when God said move. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about, amen, the experience with Moses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How the Lord told him to use, amen, what's in his hand. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But Moses got his message to a burning bush. Glory to God. Amen. Don't know how you get in yours. Amen. But the voice of God. Amen. She let us know when he said, move, move. Hallelujah. Amen. We used to sing a song. Amen. When God said, move. Amen. You got to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To let us know. Amen. Unprepared people. Praise God. Amen. It's not really for them, ready for the move of God. Amen. You got to be ready. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you hear the voice, amen. Amen. And it's funny sometimes, praise God, because we can go and ask other people, amen, what you think. Should I or shouldn't I? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to do this. What do you think? Amen, honey. When the Lord say move, move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Moses heard it through the burning bush. Glory to God. Amen. To let him know that you are standing on holy ground. Hallelujah. And that's what we come tonight to let you know. You're standing on holy ground tonight. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Amen, Pastor. Amen, Sheila. I mean tonight for the wonderful, awesome word tonight. Praise God. Amen. The Lord is moving. He is moving. He is moving. He is moving. Glory to God. He is moving. Amen. And for the prayer, hallelujah, amen, to let us know, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, there's a move of God, amen, that is coming your way, praise God. Doesn't matter where you at, amen, what you've been through, who you are, praise God, amen, it's an equal opportunity, amen, for the word said, whosoever will, let them come, hallelujah. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen. I just feel like I'm on cloud nine, praise God. Glory to God, amen. But I praise the Lord tonight for his goodness, his kindness, his mercy, amen. Glory to God, amen. We just went higher and higher tonight in the Lord. Glory to God. Move, hallelujah, amen. Move, amen. When God tell you to move, move. Glory to God, amen. But I want you to know that you can get a copy, praise God. Amen, of the service on tonight. Amen, of the word, praise God. Amen, that was spoken tonight. Amen, that came to us. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight for the message and the messenger on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But we're going to let you know, praise God. Amen, give you the number. Amen, the telephone number where you can get a copy. Amen, of this broadcast tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. There's another number. Amen. Amen. That you can dial. 678-608-7234. That is 678-608-7234. Amen. To get a copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen, on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And again, want to say we thank you tonight. Amen. For, amen, our listeners, our advisors. Praise God. Everyone, amen, that is on the line tonight. Amen. And to our host, praise God, Visionary Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you tonight, sweetheart. We love you. Amen. We praise the Lord for you. Amen. For your dedication, your work, all that the Lord has in store for you. Amen. We just praise the Lord for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And to the speaker. Amen. Pastor. Amen. Sheila and me. God bless you again, woman of God. Amen. We have truly enjoyed, amen, the word on tonight.
Amen. And to make you wonder, praise God. Everything is moving, praise God. Amen. And everybody is moving, but they're not moving. Praise God, amen, by the word of God, amen. Glory to God, they're going here, they're going there, they hear it, amen, but they're not hearing the right voice, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen, but they need to hear the voice of God, amen, to stay moved, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen, and we actually praise God, amen, to continue, praise God, to join us again, amen, tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m., amen, same place, same time, same station. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen. And we just pray for tonight again, for his goodness, his kindness, amen. Glory to God, amen. And those that was prayed for, believe, praise God, amen. I'm looking for the miracle. I'm looking, amen. Glory to God, amen. The prayer of faith, glory to God, hallelujah. And we thank the Lord tonight for the prayer tonight, amen, for the woman of God, amen. And we're going to pray for her tonight, amen, hallelujah, amen. And then pray for her, praise God. And after that, amen, hallelujah, we're going to, let me clear my voice up a little bit, amen, excuse me, amen, pray for the woman of God, amen, tonight, amen. And she's going to come, praise God, back, amen. And she's going to dismiss us. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Dismiss us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And Lord's willing. Amen. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Come back. Amen. And join us on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Our Father, our God, we thank you tonight, oh God, for what our ears have heard. Hallelujah. Amen. And our heart has felt. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for opening up our ears, our heart, amen, to receive, hallelujah, for you said in your word, amen, that word have I hid in my heart that we will not sin against thee, glory to God. And we thank you tonight, Lord, and we ask you to refresh, revive, restore the woman of God tonight, oh God, to put back in her what she has given out to your people, glory to God. Bless her, oh God, going out and her coming in. Hallelujah, let her not want for anything, oh God, but meet her every need. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bless her going out. Bless her going in. Bless her, God. Hallelujah, wherever her feet may go, wherever her hands do, bless, Lord. Bless, Lord, to God. And we thank you tonight, and we praise your name for all that you have done. And Lord, we ask you tonight, go with us, glory to God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. And Lord, we thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to turn it back over. Amen to our speaker. Amen for the last word and the benediction. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is just working and moving by his Spirit. And I just thank God for the Prayer News Network, this ministry. So glad that I could even participate and have a part of it. And to God be the glory. We thank God for all of you. And I just want to encourage you to keep looking to the Lord. Keep trusting in him. Just keep on believing God and expect a mighty move of God. And when that move comes, you be ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for all things said and done, and not to prolong the time, but I believe that this is the conclusion of the broadcast for tonight.
Amen.
And so I guess we can dismiss.
Amen.
Right now with our minds on the Lord. Hearts humbled. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this ministry. We thank you, oh God, for blessing. We pray that you'll continue to let this ministry grow. Oh God, let it be a great blessing, even a greater blessing to all those who are listening and for those who will be listening. We believe it and we thank you, oh God. And now, Lord, we ask that you will be with us, that your presence remain with us, even though we dismiss from this time until tomorrow night, oh, yes. God, let your presence remain with us and let your anointing be upon us. And I repeat after me, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 p.m. God bless you. Amen. Let's go out giving God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord. For everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.